The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach, no moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Guard your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at proper time? Because is that blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. Did I hear good morning back? I guess I heard so. My whole message is going to be grounded on the important words we heard today, that we are blessed. Blessed to be called, blessed to be chosen, and blessed to be sent as God's people. Blessed are those chosen to be his own. We are truly blessed. We are blessed by our faith. We are blessed by our calling. We are blessed by the gifts we have. And we are blessed because God entrusts us his mission. So I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Father Leonard Kayondo. I am here today representing the Diocese of Kabgayi in Rwanda, in Africa. and representing also the missionary effort of the entire church, to share with you our missionary journey, our missionary joys, our missionary challenges, our missionary hope, but also appealing to your continued support as we answer the common call to be missionaries. I often talk about my country, Rwanda, and the people who have not really dug deep. They say, like, where is that? And the moment I say, have you watched Hotel Rwanda? They say, like, yeah, I did. Yeah, I watched it. I don't know whether you did. But an unfortunate story of Hotel Rwanda, but that's the country that has been depicted in that movie, Hotel Rwanda. So people, it gets for me easier to tell them about the movie than the country that has been through so much. That's where I come from, and that's the country I represent, or the diocese I come from. Of course, as you may all know, that this country has experienced some unusual challenges. You know, genocide against the Tutsi that took lives of more than a million people. And the negative impact was enormous. Or should I say even unsurmountable. The church was no exception. Most of those we lost were our Catholic brothers and sisters and other people. So as a diocese that I come from, it looked like everything had been lost. But we embarked on the mission anew, mission to care for families that had been left devastated by the loss of their loved ones, or entire families wiped out and left with orphan children. I have so many stories I witnessed, but I think one that sticks to my mind is, imagine a 12-year-old Verediana, who was my parishioner. After the genocide, I was only 6 months ordained as a priest, but we went back to the parishes, and Rediana was one of those kids that had lost the entire family. She and her siblings were only three that survived, of all the family of about 60 members. So Rediana was going to our parochial school, which was also left in destroyed. But after the genocide, Rediana was one of the kids that came to Mass almost every day, despite losing all her family. And she dragged her siblings to come to Mass. But you could not tell what had gone on in her life. But one morning she came to me and says, Father Leonard, I know, I hope you understand me. I won't be back in school, just you know. I'm going to be home. And I say, what are you talking about? You're going to be home? You have to come to school. I know what happened to you. But she said, but you don't understand. I am now the oldest member of my family, 12. I'm going to stay home. And my mission is now different. I'm going to take care of my siblings. Remember, in Rwanda, everything, you have to go out and work. Bring water, bring firewood, making a meal is a whole day's adventure. So she said she was not coming. It was heartbreaking for me that she was not coming back to school. But she had a reason. And that reason was a kid was going to take over other kids. That was her mission. For me, that changed my life forever. I was complaining about a few things that were not going on right. Of course, like everybody in Rwanda, then it was very sad. But I think for me, that was an inspiration. That a 12-year-old could be teaching me something about hope, about doing something, about being there for her siblings, and about that depth of her spiritual growth and being able to care for her siblings. That was her new way. I let her, but the story continued. She's still there, and she happily married and took care of her siblings. For those who want to hear the end of the story. But I think the lesson for us today, as we hear the word of God telling us about the mission that God has started in our hearts through our faith, it calls us to a new way of looking at a mission. For us in the Diocese of Kabwai, the Catholic Church remains a very vital source of healing, of unity, of hope for a people who have endured consequences of the genocide. Our diocese is facing so many challenges, but also it has so many opportunities in the emerging sectors. We are focusing more now on new evangelization. And as my bishop, when I was coming here, said to me, share with the people about the spiritual journey we have undertaken for renewal of our faith, for the renewal of our relationships with one another, for guidance to God's people. So we have embarked on a mission of new evangelization that is called the School of Faith. The School of Faith is a one-year program consisting of 16 weekends from Friday evening to Sunday noon. It's spread out between October and June, so each parish appoints two lay people who will be trained in diocesan level, and thereafter they will then be responsible for training in their respective parishes. Yes, this is a spiritual journey, but it also costs, because we are going to expect that we can't do it alone. We are appealing to you today that you help us train these lay leaders if we have to explore a new way of a new evangelization. So your financial support, if you can help us train a leader, it will cost us $30 for meals and accommodation for one person for one weekend, for 16 weekends. So those who do the math can do the math. But the parishes will cover the transportation and the parish on the diocesan level. But we have other things to buy, like Bibles, catechism, books, and other educational materials. So our appeal today is to invite you to walk with us in our mission to be messengers of hope that our Lord Jesus Christ inspires us through his life, through his death, and through his resurrection. I just wanted to reflect a little bit on today's word of God. Of course, it's all about being blessed. We should contribute through our faith to safeguarding a creation threatened by violence, God's creation, bringing reconciliation and harmony for God's people and everywhere, by proclaiming the gospel, by stepping out in faith like Abraham. So we are invited. We are invited to invite. We are invited to bring nations to the feast, to take the garment of service. Gird your loins, the service today, because we have freely received. We have freely been blessed. We have been blessed with the gift of faith. We can freely share its fruits. I think that is the nutshell of who we are and why we are here. Some of us are going to wonder, how can I be missionary? I am right here, downtown Boston, or somewhere in America. To be a missionary does not mean always to go to foreign countries. You can be, and you are, a missionary through baptism right here, right now. If you take your baptismal vocation seriously, you are a missionary through your prayer, first and foremost, but also through your material support, through education of maybe you choose to educate a seminarian out there, which costs the diocese that I come from. By the way, we are very blessed with so many vocations that some bishops are saying, you are on the waiting list. So that is how blessed we are. Some bishops are telling young men, I can't take you this year. Maybe in 5 years. But it's all because the bishops cannot handle the number. I, standing before you, I know I was being educated through someone I didn't ever meet, but it could be any of you sitting here. I don't know. But it wasn't my father's school fees. It was the generosity of a donor who educated me to be a priest. So you can choose to do that by supporting the dioceses that are blessed with so many vocations. This is why I'm here today, to remind each other of the common call, of the blessings we share, of the responsibility we share to be a church, to be inviting the people of God to the feast, that much is expected of those who have much. But much doesn't always mean material things. Much is the heart, the blessings, the faith that you have received. So support us to support those in need of our communities, particularly when I think of kids like Verediana, who have lost everybody, but they still want to have hope. They still want to be in school. Taking a kid in school in Rwanda for a whole year is like $200, a whole year with food and meals. So that is how we get here. Dear friends, I want to thank the Archdiocese of Boston that has made this possible for us to come and share with you some, very quickly, the stories of our journey. The journey that begins with God choosing us and loving us and blessing us and inviting us to invite others, because the banquet is for all. And inviting you today is my privilege and my honor that we can make that choice. So if you are considering giving to the missions, consider it seriously. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big either. So remember that nothing is so. Thank you, the Archdiocese of Boston. Thank you, St. Clement, for allowing us today to pray with you and for all of you that have met at this Mass. May God continue to bless us all as we hear his call and call our bless our parishes and our shrines that has allowed us to share with you the stories in the missions. May the Blessed Mother always intercede for us. God bless you.